right, well, how have your experience been so far with the Miami Dolphins versus the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I love it. It's a great experience. It's a lot hotter down here, but, you know, you get used to it. I'm having a great time. I have some great teammates. Had great teammates in both of them. Both great organizations. So, nothing really. Just the weather's changed, really, for me.
All right, and finally getting some catches and getting within the group of the offense last week. How was that?
It was fun. Finally got to get the monkey off my back, get me a couple catches, even got in the end zone. So, that's always good. Just got in the groove, and hopefully I can keep it going.
All right, can you talk a little bit about Dustin Keller going down and what that done for the team?
It's always unfortunate anytime anybody gets injured. But he was a big part of our team, and you know he's going to continue to be with us, and we just have to pick it up for him. You know, I keep him in my prayers, but, you know, that happens all the time. So he understands, and I think he has a positive mindset right now about his rehab and coming back, and, you know, everybody's just going to pray for him.
All right. Mike, can you talk to Dustin since
Saturday night? I text him. That's about it. Yeah, you know, I just told him, you know, let him know I'm praying for him and hope everything goes well for him.
Mike, how did it feel to get in a little bit of a rhythm, get in the end zone on that stick route? You got a deep ball, got a comeback. Felt good for you?
Yeah, felt really good. Got involved early. You know, made some good plays for my team. You know, I just want to keep that going every week.
Talk about your progress with Ryan and the chemistry you guys are building.
I think every day is getting better. Every single day since I've been back, we've hit some good balls in practice. You know, you're not going to get as many as you like in practice just because we have so many guys and so many different things going on. But I think we're getting in the groove, and every day we're getting better, and we're going to continue to get better.
Personally, how are you feeling?
I feel okay. I feel pretty good. It's football season. Nobody's going to be 100%, but I'm good enough to play.
How will the loss of Keller affect this offense, you think?
It's a huge loss for us, obviously, because he's a great player, and he can stretch the seam really well. But I think we have some guys who's learning from him. Clay's going to do well, I'm sure of that. Ed, you know, those guys are going to step up. It's just the next man up. E-Rod's just going to have a bigger role than he thought he was going to have. And, you know, next man up.
It seemed like you guys were really clicking on that touchdown drive. What was happening on that drive that it was going so smooth that maybe didn't happen earlier?
Just an opportunity. We got, you know, right play calls at the right time. I think we the passes that I did catch, it was just perfect calls for the perfect coverage. And I think, you know, I was the first read on those plays, and, you know, the first read looked good on those plays, and I got the ball.
Seeing the 72 team get honored today, does that kind of give you guys some extra motivation wanting to get there?
Yeah, everybody wants to be like those guys, and not just us because we play for the Dolphins. Everybody in the entire league wants to be like that. But that's an amazing accomplishment, and, you know, hopefully we can do it. It's going to take a lot of hard work, though.